WGCH.com anywhere. Get the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. WGCH News Center time is 7:52. Fourth Thursday of the month means State Representative Fred Camillo of Greenwich. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Tony. How are you?
Okay, we were commenting how it's been kind of a slow summer here, as a couple of updates, if you have them, about possible anything on tolls, a special session there.
No, you know, it has been unusually quiet. We are supposed to go back up in the next week or two. Still no confirmation of that. The tolls, they just, you know, unfortunately, it changes weekly, and which is not good for the toll proponents because they're all over the place with it. So, no, they just don't have the votes. And, you know, by constantly pivoting and switching positions and what you're going to toll and what you're not going to toll, and what it's created so much confusion and just a total lack of direction on it. So I would be very surprised if we were up there in a couple weeks debating it, because at this point no one knows what it is you'll be, what plan you'd be debating.
What might you be going up there for, if not tolls?
Well, there's, you know, the casino, bonding for one, but the casinos, which is the more interesting, one of the most interesting topics up there. July 31st, there was a report in the news that there was a tentative deal by lawmakers reached that would point to the tribes going into Bridgeport with a much smaller version of the Bridgeport Casino than we had seen presented by MGM. That seems to have hit a snag now. You really don't know. That's why I'm not putting anything out on it right now, because we just don't know where they are. It seems to be a total lack of direction and a lot of confusion up there about that. But I'm kind of surprised about that, and also the sports gambling, because with the Supreme Court decision and the sports gambling, that is coming, and that's, our neighboring states are starting to do it. I believe all 50 states will do it. So that's something you really have to get on board with and, you know, come to terms of how you want it structured here. But you have to do it, because everybody else is doing it, and we all were adamant about putting money aside for people, for counseling, for people who have addictions, because it's, you know, it's not ideally, it's not the way you want to raise revenue, but that is something that is coming. So I'm just really kind of shocked that we still have not done anything on that. And we knew this was coming last year.
All right. And then did you ever go up for an override? There was about restaurant, about wages and tips and things like that. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, we did, and no. So we may be back up there again for that. There was, I think, three or four bills. That's where, in that holding pattern, we were told that we would be back probably in August, which looks like that's not going to happen. But I do think we'll be back up in September at some point.
All right. And one thing we've mentioned to all the state representatives, get their thoughts on, we'll ask you about the train station proposal.
Sure. Well, it certainly, I know we can't talk about the local race, but that certainly has been something I've been talking about, the downtown area, and that would fit in with it. I have met with the developers a few times and people who have had concerns about it, who have raised legitimate questions about it. I think it's such a great project that we have to find a way to get it done without giving up the air rights, what I would say is the air rights are very valuable. So we have to make sure that whatever deal is put in place, that in 40 years, people aren't scratching their heads and saying, well, who did that deal? The two appraisals that were done, one by the town, one by the Ashworth Company, they're probably, they're not, I mean, percentage-wise, they're off a little bit, but they're not that far apart, and it's inexact. You just don't know what they're going to be worth in 2057, but you have an idea. And I just think I've presented some other ideas that, you know, maybe that would hopefully get us to some type of deal, because the whole area does need to be redone, with or without this deal. But certainly anything that makes sense to the town, where you're eliminating as much as possible the possibility that you've given up something very, very valuable. So lots of people are looking at it, experts in finance and real estate. It's not a very, it's a very complicated situation. There's not many examples of where this has happened before, where you have a property line going dissecting two properties, and one of which is owned by the municipality. So it's not something you could explain in 30 seconds, certainly. But the more I learn about it, the more I research it, the more fascinating it is. But also, it's something that you on one hand you really want to get that deal done, but you want to make sure that if you sign off on anything, it's not going to come back to bite you. So, as I've told everybody, air rights are way too valuable to give up, to give away. So you better make sure that you know, the best minds are weighing in on it. And I think that's happening now.
All right, great. Representative Fred Camillo, thanks very much for your time this morning. Talk again next month. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
Okay. State Representative Fred Camillo joins us on the fourth Thursday of the month. And let's see, next Thursday will be the, we will not have a, we'll have Livy Florin on September 4th or 5th already.